Some of what we're going to talk about is recap, but you'll see it again in more detail, and maybe some of the questions you have become clearer. So when you have in query formulation, one of the dimensions is, do you apply Boolean operators? And one system that's been proposed is what's called the filter flow. And one of the issues it's trying to address is, so which operator should I choose? Should it be the AND or should it be the OR? And that's what's usually referred to as the coordination problem. How do you coordinate your different keywords? As already mentioned in previous lecture, people find Boolean syntax counterintuitive, and they understand the AND as broadening, whereas that has just the opposite effect. When you apply the Boolean AND, it narrows the search, and vice versa. Users think that the OR implies narrowing, where actually it has the opposite effect. So filter flow, the way it introduces a semantic to the visualization is that in the horizontal direction it's AND, and in the vertical directions it's OR. And the way it works is that as you move from left to right, you're adding more and more conditions that the query has to satisfy. And the way to think about it is like a flow of data that passes through different filters, and that in the OR direction it can move in either through multiple gates to make it to the next gate that indicates an AND.